America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
A guy who's got to be feeling pretty good about his Padres is Tony Gwynn Jr. He joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline. What's up, man?
Gentlemen, how are you?
Well, not good. Not
as
good
as you. all right, just not that this matters now, but if we could have maybe pushed a run across, would it have shook Michael King up a little bit or no? Because he just seemed like he was so stoic and he got in the groove and he was unhittable.
Yeah, no, I think it was going to be a tough day no matter what. He has a tendency to, if you're going to get him, you better get him early because he starts to settle in. And as you guys saw last night, he just gets stronger as that game went on. And if the Padres get a starter that can get through six, it's going to be an uphill climb for anybody because that bullpen is pretty dirty.
Yeah, it is. And we haven't even had to really see what that looks like in a close game because last night wasn't. Padres win 4-0. They are up in this best of three. Tonight is a must-win for the Braves. We're talking with Tony Gwynn Jr., guys. Tony, talk to me about the makeup of this team. Remember a couple of years ago when I was telling you, we had you on, and we were talking about what we thought the Padres would be with all the name brands, right? And they went out and spent money, and me and you were like, man, they spent more money. They've never spent money. And now they've got all these big brands, Tatis and, Arise and all these guys. The makeup of this clubhouse and why has it clicked this year? What happened?
I think there's a bunch of things happened. I think a change at the top was good for this particular group of guys with Mike Shield coming in. I think the kind of trials and tribulations of 23 I think changed the mindset of a lot of guys of this team as a whole, and then I just think you add the pieces that they added, and I think oftentimes we're talking about a guy like Luis Arraez because of how he swings the bat, but he's an incredible clubhouse guy, incredible energy. You get Toddy back, who you really didn't have all of last season. He comes back, and he's back to being his normal self. And so you get a kind of combination of all those things. And I think Mike Shield's probably the biggest one. He kind of came in and he had an attention to detail, the smaller things. You look back at that 23 team, they really struggled with runners in scoring position. They couldn't move guys, runner on third, less than two outs, couldn't get guys in. They do that at probably the highest level in baseball this year. And I think that's a big reason why you've seen the success offensively that they've had this year.
Yeah, I guess he's kind of an old school guy because apparently it was like either his way or the highway in St. Louis, but he's definitely found traction in San Diego. Tony Gwynn Jr. is with us, guys, our Odyssey MLB insider. A slow start for the Padres, but then they really got cranked up, and now I guess they feel like they can go toe-to-toe with the Dodgers or anybody.
It kind of reminds me a little bit of the Braves from, 2 years ago. They were kind of like 500 through the first half, kind of teetering back and forth, and then they caught fire in the second half. It's been very similar. I wouldn't say that they got off to a slow start. I just think when, you're in the kitchen cooking up a certain recipe, it takes some time to kind of develop. And I think all of those things I mentioned in terms of the attention to detail, as you're implementing that as a team, it takes some games for everybody to kind of figure out what their identity is going to be. And Mike Shield talked about that from day one, figuring out what our identity is. And he made the point that, as you're figuring it out, it's going to change. You're going to think it's one way, but as the season gets going, it starts to evolve. And I think that's where the Padres are. And they got hot and came together really at the perfect time.
They're hitting everybody, but they are not hitting lefties as well, right? I mean, that's good for us with Fried going tonight. And, what does that mean as far as this team and the makeup? Is that how you attack them?
I would have said in the earlier part of the season, yeah. I mean, the first 22 games, I think the Padres were something like 9-14 against lefties, hitting .223. In the last 24 against the lefties, Padres have basically flipped that record and been better. The average is up around 250, 260. And so, you know, you add the addition of a guy like Donovan Solano, who just handles righty so well, lefty so well, the Manny Machado getting hot. Like, when that part of the season had taken place, Manny was still battling through his elbow surgery that he had in the offseason. It just hadn't really hit the ground running yet. But I will say this, they saw Max Fried in that slow start early, and he was one of the lefties that they actually beat. So there's some confidence, I think, going into tonight's game.
All right, man. Talk about the dude who's going to be pitching tonight. Let's see. He is 6-5 on the 3.88, Joe Musgrove. What are we going to get from him tonight?
A dog. I mean, this dude is I don't know if you guys remember the 22 series in New York where it was a closeout game. He went out there and probably threw the best game of his career. I expect that kind of same Joe Musgrove. He after coming off the IL, he kind of got off to a slow start with shoulder injury. But, you know, since he's come back, he's been one of the Padres' best pitchers. He's kind of moved away from the good slider that, you know, he had become accustomed to throwing and everybody had come accustomed to seeing. Moved to more of a sweeper. He's got the curveball. He's added a few MPHs on his fastball. He's throwing the ball as well as he has at any point in the season. So I think the Padres like where they're lined up here tonight.
Tony Gwynn Jr. joining us, telling us why the Padres will win it all. Okay, I'm over-exaggerating. But, but they got a good squad.
We're in a dark place right now, Tony.
We are. Tony, exactly. I said, I think, you tell me what you think. All right, I know you're close to it. But I said I think they have the best 7, 8, 9 guys in the league. And they use you guys use them differently. I mean, it's not always Suarez that closes, but he's damn good. Jason Adam, and then Tanner Scott. You have a system, 7, 8, 9. We can shut teams down. And I said going into this series, that was my fear, is like they've got a plan for 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, and you didn't even mention a guy like Adrian Mordejon or a guy like Jeremiah Estrada. I mean, their bullpen is deep, and that was probably the most substantial move made at the deadline, bringing in Tanner Scott and bringing in Jason Adam, because, you know, quite frankly, prior to those guys getting there, it had been tough for Mike Schilt to piece it together to get to Suarez. Once those guys came, not only were you able to bridge it, but now you have reinforcements on the backside should, you know, they not be able to go or should they need a day down. This bullpen is probably the thing that makes most people pick them as a World Series favorite because they have, you know, in the postseason especially, you don't see some starters go as long. I mean, the Padres were fortunate enough last night to have King going, but that's not always the case as you get deeper. And if you have a bullpen that you can lean on, you got a hell of an advantage.
Tony Gwynn Jr. is with us, guys. This could be, Carl, the last time we'll talk to Tony this year for baseball. on the positive side, T, what do you think about Chris Sale for National League Cy Young Award winner? Because with all the things that happened on this team, he was the guy that just kept on trucking.
Yeah, no, he's the runaway winner with the Cy Young this year. I think the year he's put together, I mean, he very well could be that and the comeback player of the year, all in the same boat. I mean, he's had just a phenomenal. He was one of the lefties the Padres lost to earlier this season. He absolutely that was one of the first games the Padres looked bad offensively. They just could not figure him out, and that was early. But as it turned out, no one could figure him out. So they weren't alone in that from that standpoint. He's just having a phenomenal year. I love seeing guys come back from whatever injury, you know, in his case. And come back and throw the ball so well. It's a joy to watch some of the old dogs come in and throw the ball this well.
I cannot cheer for the Dodgers in any way, shape, or form. So if you guys do win this series, it is all about the Padres.
Yes.
Hey, man, I wanted to ask you. I said to Mike yesterday, last time these two teams met in the playoffs, 1998 in the NLCS.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Remember that?
Oh, of course I remember. That was our last. That was the Padres' last World Series appearance that year,
and that was a crazy team, wasn't it? They had a 3-0 lead on the Braves. Braves come back, but we were talking about like these two teams haven't met, you know, a whole lot. But when they have, it's been big, and that was the last time in '98 NLCS.
Yeah, they finished with 98 wins. They had clinched like the first day of September, and they pretty much stopped playing in September and missed out on winning 100. But that was one of the best teams in this franchise history. I mean, that team, the 84 team, and you think about that 98 team, you had guys like Greg Vaughn, you had King Caminiti, you had Andy Ashby on the mound. I mean, there were so many really good, Kevin Brown on that team as well. I mean, they had a squad, and it was probably one of the few times they went into a series against, you know, anybody that they felt like they were the favorites to win.
Don't forget the closer in that team,
Trevor Hoffman.
Oh my God!
You can't forget Uncle Trevor for sure.
Right. Well, we had the Padres on the run, Carl. It was 3-2, and Bobby's did the whole lefty righty stuff, and Game Six was ugly. We were at the Pink Pony by about the fifth inning, but that's neither here nor there.
That's
Tony.
A strip club, Tony.
Doesn't matter. Forget I said it. All right, Tony. Well, best of luck, kinda. But if you do get to the World Series, we'll have you on again.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.